soil sequestration of carbon is the process of using plants and the soil microbes that are down in the soil around their roots to take CO2 out of the atmosphere. The plant absorbs the CO2 and it uses sunlight to break the carbon off from the CO2, and then it uses the soil microbes down by its roots to sequester that carbon down in the soil in the form of humin, which is a black, insoluble, sequestered carbon. It's what turns your soil dark.
And does that have an impact then, that humin, or is it just captured and is it stable as an entity in the soil, or does it go back out into the atmosphere at all?
Well, it's really pretty stable. You can disrupt it and make it volatilize with certain agricultural practices and, you know, by digging it up and stuff. But it can last for centuries in the soil.
Is this a really significant way to mitigate some of the impacts of the CO2 that we are seeing building up in our atmosphere?
Yes, it is. Now, how much it can mitigate is kind of a moving target right now. Different soil scientists are saying different things. David Johnson down at New Mexico State University says that we can sequester every single bit of carbon that we are producing, every single bit of CO2 we're producing, using his fungal-rich soil inoculations. We can do it all. Ratan Lal at Ohio State University has a more conservative estimate. He says it's 11% of U.S. CO2 emissions can be sequestered in our soils here in this country. So it's somewhere in between, you know, it's a moving target, but it's a significant percent of the CO2 that we generate can be sequestered in our soils.
That's quite a big range that you
mentioned. It's a big range.
Two different researchers. So that begs the question, is enough known about this? Is research being done to really see what role this can play in mitigating climate change?
Yes, there's a lot of research going on. A lot of it is at our state ag colleges. You know, there's a lot of different ways to sequester CO2. So, you know, you look at different ways, you get different percentages. And so people have been researching this for about at least 20 years. And our ag colleges, there's, I'll be talking about some of the places we can that some of the research that's been going on. CSU has been doing a lot of research. And during my talk at Plan Boulder on Friday the 18th at Alfalfa's, I'll be talking about some of this research.
So it sounds like it's not just your regular soil that we have all over the earth. Does it need to be modified in some way? Do we need to be doing some agricultural practices a little bit different to increase the capacity of carbon sequestration?
Yes, there's lots of different agricultural practices that can help soil increase the amount of carbon that it can sequester. Things like applying compost, different fungal-rich compost or regular compost, are different ways putting manure on. Biochar, adding biochar can sequester carbon. Cover crops, crop rotation, and also no-till farming and strip-till farming. All those are ways that we can sequester soils in our agricultural lands. There's other ways on our rangelands. There's other ways on our forest lands.
So we're talking kind of large-scale agricultural methods. What about people who just have a regular garden who maybe are growing vegetables? Are there things that ordinary householders who aren't farmers can do to maximize their own soil, albeit a much smaller amount?
Yes, definitely. There's, I've kind of stolen from Michael Pollan here, and I've made this little saying, which is you can feed your soil microbes all kinds of stuff all year round. And you want to keep your soil covered as much as possible, and you want to feed your soil microbes things that they will enjoy, things like manure, compost, put a cover crop on in the fall so you don't have bare soil on your vegetable garden over the wintertime. Put a mulching blade on your lawnmower and leave the clippings in place because your soil microbes in your lawn can eat those grass clippings. Plant lots of things. Don't have a lot of bare soil around. Keep a lot of things growing, plant trees, shrubs, flowers, all those things help to sequester carbon in your soil.
Is there anywhere either in the US or anywhere indeed around the world where people really are trying to maximize carbon sequestration in soil?
Oh, yes. The Marin Carbon Project in Marin County in San Francisco, near San Francisco, has been doing a lot with carbon ranching. They've been applying compost to ranch land and measuring the increase in the forage and the carbon sequestration in their soils there. A lot of people are doing experiments with managed rotational grazing, and the NRCS has a lot of videos about that. The NRCS has a lot of...
NRCS being?
Natural Resources Conservation Service. The soil, it used to be called the Soil Conservation Service. They have a lot of videos with farmers who are using different soil sequestration techniques on their own farms and talking about their experiences with them. Now, many of their farms are in places like Missouri or North Dakota, which have different climate, different kind of precipitation patterns than we do. And so we need to test out some of those things here in the Front Range.